I hate networking events. You may have seen me write this in past blog posts. And while going to events is not the only way to build a network of contacts, it should be part of your toolkit. But what if you're kind of shy, like me? You know, unless I'm at the event to give a speech, I become shy. In this blog, I give you 7 things you can do to love going to networking events. Well, maybe not love them, but at least make your time more productive. Remember, there are 3 types of people worth meeting at events. 1, potential clients, of course. 2, potential centers of influence. And 3, folks who represent products and services to whom you can introduce to other prospects or clients as a way to continue to provide value by giving referrals. So here you go, 7 ideas for shy networkers. 1, get used to talking to strangers. This idea comes from my friend and colleague Michael Goldberg at knockoutnetworking.com. Michael writes, at the supermarket or the bank, dry cleaners, deli, Starbucks, barber, dentist, auto service center, wherever life takes you, as you run your daily or weekly errands, practice talking to strangers. Look for someone nearby that has smiley eyes, he says, a term I learned from a media coach, he says, and say hello, strike up a conversation, ask a few questions about them, comment what they're reading, ask what they're having done to their car or whatever. There's nothing at stake here, so it doesn't matter how the conversation goes. Just disregard what your mother taught you and talk to strangers. 2, be prepared. Have your value proposition down pat, not memorized, but personalized to you and your personality. Know who you want to meet, or at least the types of folks. If you can look at the attendee list before you go, look up some of the people you might want to meet. Go to their website or a LinkedIn profile. Put some notes on 3x5 cards and be ready to meet them and talk about them. 3, don't go alone. Bring a networking buddy or wingman. Introduce each other to people you meet. They can sing your praises and you can sing theirs. Set goals for how many people you want to meet and hold each other accountable. Lend your courage to them when they can't find their own and vice versa. 4, arrive early. When you arrive early, there are fewer people, and they haven't started grouping up with their friends quite yet, so it's easier to approach folks. If this is your first or second time with this group, let these folks know. Ask them to show you the ropes. And consider working the registration table so you can meet everyone who checks in. You'll feel like one of the hosts then. 5, set a goal. Commit yourself and your networking buddy to how many people you want to meet with a substantive conversation. Use the old trick of putting 5 pennies in one pocket that you move to the other pocket each time to connect with a new person. 6, connect with other shy folks. Look for others standing alone. They may be a bit on the shy side as well, at least until someone like you reaches out to them. If you both confess your dread of networking events, maybe you found yourself your networking buddy for that event. Have fun. Make a game of it. And 7, have a few icebreakers at your ready. What fun or creative or timely questions can you have ready to ask people you meet? A simple one might be, what's your goal for today's event? Help them reach their goal. Maybe they'll help you reach yours. When you introduce yourself, if it fits you, don't be afraid to use a little humor. One of my coaching clients in Australia really wanted to infuse humor into how he introduced himself. So now he says, I'm a mortgage broker, but most of the time I feel like I'm a marriage counselor. Look, remember this, the most successful people in this world do what others aren't willing to do. So please post a question or a comment below and check out my coaching programs at coachkates.com. And thanks for listening today.